杨浦区2022学年度第二学期高三模拟质量调研。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1.
I don't think it's fair that Megan gets more pocket money.
Well, she cleans all the bathrooms and washes the cars once every week. You only set the table every day. Plus, she's older.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
2. The final match was definitely worth the wait.
Sure. The two sides were so well matched that neither could gain the upper hand.
Question. How was the final match? 3. If we go there on foot, we will surely make the 7:30 show, but we won't have time to have dinner.
Well, we can make do with a sandwich.
Question. What does the man think they should do?
4.
Sam's in a really bad mood.
Say no more. I'll stay out of his way.
Question. What does the man mean?5.
You made the right choice coming to us, madam. We have a variety of cell phones for you to choose from.
I'm looking for one with the best built-in camera.
Question. Where are the two speakers?
6.Have you noticed anything different about the room?
Of course. You had the wallpaper changed. I must say, it really brightens up the room.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
7.
I think we only need one person to take charge.
I agree. Having two managers working on the project will only muddy the waters.
Question. What do the two speakers agree upon?
8.
I could never live in this city.People there are so fast-paced.
Yeah, I know. The rural people are calm and easygoing. And then there are lakes and green hills. What more can you ask for?
Question. What can we learn about the two speakers?
9.I just made a slip of the pen and wrote that the car was worth £1,000, not £10,000.
Are you serious? It's going to cost the company a large sum of money.
Question. Why is the woman so angry?
10.
I have been thinking about writing a detective story for years.
What you should do is to put pen to paper as soon as possible.
Question. What does the woman mean? Section B, directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation. And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Professional wrestler and actor John Cena has set a world record for helping to fulfill the most wishes through a Make-A-Wish Foundation. Make-A-Wish is a nonprofit organization that helps fulfill the wishes of children who have a serious illness. After Cena helped fulfill the 650th wish in September, Guinness World Records announced it as the official world record. Cena, 45, started his pro wrestling career in 1999. Cena has 5 U.S. and 16 world championship wins. One of the highest paid actors in Hollywood, he has appeared in many action and comedy movies, including as Peacemaker in the DC Comics superhero films. According to Make-A-Wish, Cena is the children's most requested celebrity. In the organization's 42-year history, he is the only person who has helped fulfill more than 400 wishes. Anytime a wish is made to meet Cena, he said he drops what he is doing and goes, "If I can offer a fantastic experience, I'll be the first in line to do my part," he told reporters. When helping children fulfill a wish, Cena will often bring along one of his championship belts to show the kids. They also take photos with the star and sometimes get to venture inside the wrestling ring with him. "I can't say enough about how cool it is to see the kids so happy and their families so happy," he once said of his time with the foundation. "I want to make them feel like it's not just another show. It's truly their day."
请再听一遍.
Professional wrestler and actor John Cena has set a world record for helping to fulfill the most wishes through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Make-A-Wish is a non-profit organization that helps fulfill the wishes of children who have a serious illness. After Cena helped fulfill his 650th wish in September, Guinness World Records announced it as the official world record. Cena, 45, started his pro wrestling career in 1999. Cena has 5 US and 16 world championship wins. One of the highest paid actors in Hollywood, he has appeared in many action and comedy movies, including as Peacemaker in the DC Comics superhero films. According to Make-A-Wish, Cena is the children's most requested celebrity. In the organization's 42-year history, he is the only person who has helped fulfill more than 400 wishes. "Anytime a wish is made to meet Cena," he said, "he drops what he is doing and goes, 'If I can offer a fantastic experience, I'll be first in line to do my part,'" he told reporters. When helping children fulfill a wish, Cena will often bring along one of his championship belts to show the kids. They also take photos with the star and sometimes get to venture inside the wrestling ring with him. I can't say enough about how cool it is to see the kids so happy and their families so happy, he once said of his time with the foundation. I want to make them feel like it's not just another show, it's truly their day.
Questions. 11. How many world championships has Cena won in his pro wrestling career? 12. What do children get to do while spending time with Cena? Thirteen. What can be learned about the Make-A-Wish Foundation? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. When you go into a store and buy a dozen eggs, you go home with 12. When you are in a restaurant and order a dozen chicken wings, the waiter returns with 12 of them on a plate. So why are there 13 items given out when people go to bakeries and order a baker's dozen? Bakers can't be that bad at counting, can they? The most widely accepted theory is that bakers had a bad reputation for cheating people in medieval times in England. When people went to the bakery to get long sticks of bread, sometimes they would be normal, but other times the bread was small. The problem was so common that laws were made that if bakers were found cheating their customers, they would get fined or beaten hard in public. At the time, bakers didn't have scales to weigh the dough, so bread and other baked products sometimes looked bigger or smaller due to baking and air content. To make sure they didn't break the law, bakers would throw in an extra stick of bread. This would come to be known as a baker's dozen. So next time you order a dozen baked products at your local bakery, count them for yourself and see if you got a baker's dozen.
请再听一遍.
When you go into a store and buy a dozen eggs, you go home with 12. When you're in a restaurant and order a dozen chicken wings, the waiter returns with 12 of them on a plate. So why are there 13 items given out when people go to bakeries and order a baker's dozen? Bakers can't be that bad at counting, can they? The most widely accepted theory is that bakers had a bad reputation for cheating people in medieval times in England. When people went to the bakery to get long sticks of bread, sometimes they would be normal, but other times the bread was small. The problem was so common that laws were made that if bakers were found cheating their customers, they would get fined or beaten hard in public. At the time, bakers didn't have scales to weigh the dough, so bread and other baked products sometimes looked bigger or smaller due to baking and air content. To make sure they didn't break the law, bakers would throw in an extra stick of bread. This would come to be known as a baker's dozen. So next time you order a dozen baked products at your local bakery, count them for yourself and see if you got a baker's dozen.
Questions. 14. What would happen to bakers if they were found to cheat their customers in medieval England? 15. Why did the baker throw an extra stick of bread in medieval England? 16. What does the speaker mainly talk about? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Archie. You're late.
I know. I'm sorry, Sophie. I had to finish some work at the office.
That's okay. I've started cooking.
Hey, great news. I got the tickets for that concert I told you about.
Concert? Sorry, I don't remember.
You know, the concert in Kenwood Park on August the 21st. It's a Saturday.
Oh, you know, to be honest, I'm not sure about the concert.
What?
Well, you know I don't really like classical music.
It's not really classical music, and there are lots of fireworks at the end.
Fireworks? Oh, no, I really don't like fireworks. They're so noisy.
What? You love fireworks.
And those concerts are so crowded. You have to queue for hours to get a drink or something to eat.
We can take a picnic. It'll be fun.
I don't like outdoor concerts. The grass makes me sneeze.
What? We saw the Rolling Stones at Wembley Stadium and you were fine.
Actually, I felt quite ill during the show, but didn't want to spoil it for you. You were enjoying it so much, I didn't say anything.
But every week you go and watch the football game. There's lots of grass on a football field, but you don't have any problems. I've never heard you sneeze at a match. Scream, shout, and swear, yes. Sneeze, no.
I often don't feel well at a match.
Hold on. It's the football, isn't it? It's the first game of the season on Saturday the 21st, isn't it?
All right, yes, it's the first game. Oh, sorry. It's just I really love football.
I know you do. We go to the football game every weekend for 9 months. No, Sophie, we're going to that concert together. This time, we're doing what I want to do.
Okay, okay. One thing.
What?
If it rains, can I go to the match?
请再听一遍。
Hi, Archie. You're late.
I know. I'm sorry, Sophie. I had to finish some work at the office.
That's okay. I've started cooking.
Hey, great news. I got the tickets for that concert I told you about.
Concert? Sorry, I don't remember.
You know, the concert in Kenwood Park on August the 21st. It's a Saturday.
Oh, you know, to be honest, I'm not sure about the concert.
What?
Well, you know I don't really like classical music.
It's not really classical music, and there are lots of fireworks at the end.
Fireworks? Oh, no, I really don't like fireworks. They're so noisy.
What? You love fireworks.
And those concerts are so crowded. You have to queue for hours to get a drink or something to eat.
We can take a picnic. It'll be fun.
I don't like outdoor concerts. The grass makes me sneeze.
What? We saw the Rolling Stones at Wembley Stadium and you were fine.
Actually, I felt quite ill during the show, but didn't want to spoil it for you. You were enjoying it so much, I didn't say anything.
But every week you go and watch the football game. There's lots of grass on a football field, but you don't have any problems. I've never heard you sneeze at a match. Scream, shout, and swear, yes. Sneeze, no.
I often don't feel well at a match.
Hold on. It's the football, isn't it? It's the first game of the season on Saturday the 21st, isn't it?
All right, yes, it's the first game. Oh, sorry. It's just I really love football.
I know you do. We go to the football game every weekend for 9 months. No, Sophie, we're going to that concert together. This time, we're doing what I want to do.
Okay, okay. One thing.
What?
If it rains, can I go to the match?
Questions. 17. Which of the following is the reason Sophie gave for not going to the concert? Eighteen. How do they usually spend the weekend? Nineteen. What can be learned about Sophie? Twenty. What can be inferred from the conversation?
听力部分到此结束。